what's playing out at MSUM right now is playing out big time. You know, you made some major changes before you're leaving, and it looks like there's nothing going to be in reverse here in terms of letting some of your employees go. Describe to us what the scene on the ground is at MSUM.
Well, you know, every university has to change. Students have different interests and different demands, and they want different programs. Enrollment changes over time as populations do. So what we have done is simply to adjust our faculty in order to align better with our changed enrollment and also the pattern of where students are taking courses. We've added a bundle of new programs, although we've taken away some that students were no longer enrolling in large quantities. And we're also, even though we're laying off just three, mind you, tenure track faculty, that's less than 1% of the overall instructional workload, we're actually doing searches for a number of probationary faculty in other areas. So this is what happens when you're trying to keep up with the demands of students for particular fields, especially fields that are going to help them prepare for employment.
Here's a loaded question for you. I know so many people, not the least of which is one I get to work with every day, like Amy Eiler, who graduated from MSUM, that are talented, that well-educated. They didn't come out with mountains of college debt. They came out of college much quicker than what my daughters came out. You deliver a product, and the product's good. My question is this. Why are less students going to MSUM?
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. Two things. One, the population changed in the greater Minnesota area. Three things, actually. It's due to probably start to uptick in again in a couple of years. Second, as you know, our good friends in North Dakota have more incentives for students to stay at home. And third, we're being really careful from a student debt perspective of not admitting students who have a very low probability of success. There was a period of 15 to 20 years when too much of that was happening, and I cannot ethically condone students leaving here with debt and no degree, especially when the average debt of somebody who left with debt and no degree was about $25,000.
Edna Szymanski is our guest. Edna, did you get left a wet bundle here?
I don't want to go into it, but let me put it to you this way.
Edna, I said you always answer your questions. That's what I like about you. Now, my belief is you did get left a wet bundle. You got left a college that didn't keep up with the times at the time.
But Joel,
and you had to make some hard changes here.
Yes, I did. And Joel, let me jump in. I love this place, and you are darn right. It is the best place students can come. And I pledge to make sure that they leave here with a high-quality degree. And that means, by the way, our programs have to continue to evolve according to the needs of our employers in the workplace. But I'm not going to raise tuition to support programs that kids aren't taking anymore.
Okay. An example would be of programs that... I mean, because people hear that and they hear generalities. Programs that you look at now, Edna, that you really don't see young people saying, you know what, that's where I want to spend my life. That's where I want to go to college and learn. What are they? Tell them.
Well, actually, as you probably have noticed, we're discontinuing five low enrollment majors. All right. Those low enrollment majors are American Multicultural Studies. Let's see, I'm looking at my list here. Music composition. I got to look here a little more closely. A medical laboratory science, Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing, and community health. We're also discontinuing a certificate in autism spectrum disorders, which had only five students and was available in a whole lot of other places. Altogether, that's 69 students. Now, let me tell you what we've added. Master's degrees in business administration, one with a healthcare emphasis, by the way, that employers wanted, a master's in healthcare administration, nursing administration, and accounting and finance, a bachelor's degree in project management, minors in media arts and doing business in China, and certificates in entrepreneurship, professional writing, professional communication, visual communication, and professional ethics.
Did you get some, did you receive a lot of input from the business community?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
We've been hearing from the business community for years that these are the programs they needed, especially, you know, this MBA with a healthcare emphasis. It's an executive MBA that can serve working professionals in the growing healthcare industry here. People have had to go away, like to St. Thomas or to Madison for that degree in the past, and now it's available here, designed for working professionals. So much of what we've done comes directly out of regular meetings with business and industry. And Joel, I honestly believe that that is why we have the highest percentage of related employment of any university in our system. 96% of our students report getting jobs related to their field of study or going on to graduate school. That's pretty darn good.
Do you believe that the Minnesota legislature, that the Minnesota governor, that the state of Minnesota itself is still as committed to outstate higher education as they have been in the past?
Geez, that's loaded, isn't it?
Well, you're leaving. What do you risk? You already know what you're going to be doing in retirement, but I think it needs to be heard.
Yeah, I really worry about outstate. But I got to tell you, I know my chancellor does too. And I know my system cares about it. It's just that, my God, it's a political hot potato that people have to deal with, because there are competing needs between the metro and the rural areas. And in the rural areas, institutions like ours and like my community college colleagues, we're so important to the economy of our region.
Well, and that's the point, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Right? I mean, you're delivering a product that business needs.
Yep.
I've used your product in all due respect. I work every day with the best producer in talk radio. That
I think
is a
you
product,
do too, by
right?
the way.
That is a product that you've delivered. And when I look at what happens, and you say the needs of the metro area, what need of the metro area isn't being met? If you're the University of Minnesota, what need haven't you gotten?
Well,
when have you been told no?
Forget University of Minnesota. Let me. I do have to tell you that there are a lot of folks, and they're not the folks that the U of M will take, but there are a lot of folks who we need to serve better in the metro area. And they're new Americans, new immigrant families. So the population that's growing, and our system's really working at that. You know, so we actually deliver degrees at North Hennepin. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, we deliver... a couple of degrees at North Hennepin, and we also participate with some of the other system schools in trying to deliver degrees to underserved populations in that area. But I agree with you, we do need to concentrate very strongly as well on outstate Minnesota. Here in outstate, and I'll just talk about my community college colleagues as well in this region, industries in this region depend on us. We don't have a huge margin here. We need a good workforce in this area. Without a good workforce, we can't grow our economy.
Well, I agree. Also, I might add that the most listened to talk show in the afternoon on this very station in this market is Mike McFeely, and he's a graduate of MSUM. So we
and
have
a lot
of supporters here. Let me ask you this. I'm other than students and other than faculty, what are you going to miss the most about this job?
I'm going to miss the students, Joel. That's what it's all about.
But I knew that one. I knew that. What I'm really curious about is
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss Mike. I'm going to miss the really, really good and decent people in this community who care passionately about students, about the community, about the region. I'm going to miss my colleagues at the Chamber and the Greater Fargo-Moorhead EDC, who are so committed to workforce development in this area and who are making a difference every day.
Edna, you had a tough job. Yeah, you did. I think that you've set MSUM up to be that institution that people look at, like the Amys and the Mikes, for years and are awful proud to be graduates of. And that doesn't always make you the most popular person in the room.
Are so kind. So, thank you. You've made my day.
Well, it's been fun to visit with you. Edna, and stay in touch, would you?
I will.
All right, Edna Schimansky, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of people mad. There's a lot of people mad because change makes people mad. I mean, it does. It by its very nature, if somebody would have told me that MSUM was delivering a product in North Hennepin, I would not have known that. You know, it's if you are the cream de creme on the North Dakota side, you get to tell your story, right? You get to tell your story if you're NDSU or UND. It's the Mayville states and the Valley City states that you have to beg for a billboard. Same thing on the Minnesota side. It's the MSUMs that deliver products that communities need. And if they're products that communities don't need, you have to have a strong enough leader to say, you know what? It's all nice. It's all good. And you may have graduated from this and be an alumni of this, but no one's taking this class anymore. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little long-term care with Shelley Peterson right after this.